Association and IndieBirth.com. No material on this podcast should be considered medical advice. Birth is not a medical event.
Welcome to IndieBirth's series of podcasts here on iTunes, Taking Back Birth. Hi, Marin here today with a controversial, very hot topic of the moment. I've learned since even considering talking about birth centers. Now, the truth is, I have been pondering this topic for quite a while, and I've come in and out over the years of caring, in a way, meaning that ultimately, I want people to find what's right for them. I want them to birth how and where they truly want to. But doing a lot more community education in the last couple of years, and more in the recent months even, I've seen that that's a really nice idea, but there are many people caught in a place where they're not at that juncture of really making a conscious choice for themselves, but they're hungry for information. So that's where I'm coming from today when I'm talking about the truth about birth centers. I think this podcast would be great for anyone that is considering basically not having a hospital birth, because that's essentially where birth centers come in, or maybe has already decided on having a birth center birth. I think this could serve a lot of people. So like I said, in recent months, I've done a lot more community outreach, meaning our local workshop, our free local workshop, which has really grown in popularity, which is awesome. So this last time we had people from all over, even outside of the state, and certainly all over the state. And so, you know, more people, more variety, and more mainstream, actually, as we grow here, which is awesome as well. So all to say that several people at this class, and it's coming up more and more even in consults, so not in-person stuff, but this idea of a birth center and people wanting to know what we think, and in the free workshop going through, you know, the basics of the physiology of birth and talking in more detail for people that are ready about how the place of birth really can affect the outcome based on what we've learned. So that's my intention today, not to offend anybody. I'll probably talk a little bit more about that later because I think there's always the possibility of offending people with these topics, and I'm not sure I really care about that. But that's certainly not my intention. My intention is to shed light on this phenomenon, really, that has become the birth center in North America and what that means for women and families. So let's see, birth centers are a thing nowadays, meaning that it's an industry. You know, the first birth centers here in the U.S., even as businesses, if you Google it or whatever, were not until the 1970s. And birth centers really have grown in popularity and in numbers since then. Now, of course, I think the idea of birthing somewhere else other than your home has probably always been around, right? So even if it was just a neighbor's house or, sure, babies come by accident, right, in other places sometimes. So babies are born outside of the home in that way. And then you think of just something like Ina May's The Farm, which essentially was a birth center and still is. So those are the ideas that I had in my head before. But like I said, with just minimal research, you can see for yourself that accredited birth centers or freestanding birth centers is an industry. And this isn't the same as what I've just talked about. So this isn't the same as, oh, whoops, we just had the baby at the midwife's office or her house even. I've even seen that way back in my apprenticeship. Or, you know, the farm even way back when. This is not that. This is not just like an informal agreement. This is a business structure. And it relies on accrediting, much like midwifery schools do, and the licensing of midwives and all the politics that go along with medicalized birth. So right there, if you're planning a birth center birth, that may set off some red flags. And it may not, just depending on what you know so far and actually what you're looking for. I'm definitely not here to say that a birth center doesn't suit some people. But if you view it as, again, what it is, that can already change your thinking or just help you maybe get your questions in order. So it is an accredited business. And the accrediting of birth centers looks like it began in the 80s. So we definitely didn't start that way. But as birth centers became more popular, and I'll talk about this in a bit, but more of a way to one-up hospital birth in particular, they had to, and they still do, really have to compete with hospitals on that professional level. So whether you knew it or not, if you're in the U.S., there is an American Association of Birth Centers, maybe no surprise. And again, accreditation or being approved and protocoled, I don't know if protocoled is a word, but you know, you have protocol. If you're being accredited, you have to agree to things to get their stamp of approval. And also being reimbursed by insurance is a huge piece of birth center birth. And that may seem really obvious, especially those of you that are listening that are choosing birth centers actually for that reason. And that's kind of a related but separate discussion. But I think it just pays to be said out loud that, again, they are businesses and they must be approved and they must have this stamp of approval. And they work very closely with the medical system in order to accept medical reimbursement in most cases. Now, you know, I can't speak for every birth center everywhere in the U.S. and in the world. Like I said, there are certainly informal arrangements happening, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the accredited institutions. Some of them are staffed by more medical providers than others, so I can't even make that blanket statement at this point. Some birth centers are staffed by certified nurse midwives and perhaps even a doctor or a naturopathic doctor. And then some are purely run by midwives, licensed midwives, or a combination of midwives, depending on what state the birth center resides in. So again, I can't say anything about that that covers each and every birth center, but in general, the points I've highlighted are true. So if you do, again, like I normally do, a quick Google search, you'll see that there's not a whole lot of comparison of birth center birth to home birth as far as studies go. So that alone, I think, is another, well, to me, a red flag. It might not be to you in the end, but it's another thing to note. So we're going to talk more about what are you actually looking for. If we're comparing birth center to hospital birth, then we're considering them in a way to be equal. So different, but, you know, this one's better in this way, this one's better in this way kind of thing. But again, in the studies, they're not being compared to home birth because, as we'll talk about, there kind of is no comparison. Or it's just not really in the paradigm of that discussion, which is the more likely answer. So some things come up in the studies that have compared birth centers to hospital births, which make birth centers really attractive. And again, you listening, this may be why you've chosen a birth center. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, just making it super clear. So they're cheaper than hospitals, really, You know, if you don't have insurance, I suppose that's probably not true. But overall, the cost has got to be less just because the facility itself is smaller and doesn't include lots of the interventions and medications that can just be given automatically, I would assume. So I think that's pretty close to true around the board, that birth center birth would be cheaper than a hospital. And even if you have insurance, I think this is actually what I meant to say initially, even if you have insurance and you're not really feeling the cost, whether it be birth center or hospital, it is cheaper for, you know, the insurance company, essentially. Sorry, that was a mouthful. And in studies, we could say that a birth center is more effective than a hospital. Now, that's a pretty loaded word, effective, but what they mean by that, at least in the study I looked at, was probably what you are hoping to avoid by going to a birth center as opposed to a hospital. So maybe you've had a hospital birth, you're very well acquainted with what goes on there, and such things would be, you know, mandatory fetal monitoring and things like episiotomies, you know, even procedures on the baby or medications for the baby that are just standard quo in a hospital. It seems that you may have a choice in a birth center. Now, I'm saying it that way on purpose because you may have a choice is about the only way to say it. There's never one way it goes, but birth centers are probably more lenient about certain things. But again, it's all comparing it to a hospital. And again, if you've birthed in a hospital or even attended births in hospitals, you know that there is pretty strict protocol and lots more interventions than you'll see anywhere else. That's just a fact. So I found this quote. I don't even know whose blog this was, and maybe it's better that I don't say, just because I think this really highlights the point of birth centers, which I think we should all be clear on. So whoever this was, comparing a birth center to a hospital, said, "Birth centers offer a much more individually tailored approach to birth with the benefits of hospital birth and the freedom of a home birth all wrapped into one." So think about that. Is that what you're looking for if you're considering a birth center? Because I think that's actually said really well, although I could nitpick it apart. I think the person that knows what they would be getting in a birth center does think that there's some benefit, medically speaking, just like they would get at a hospital. And it's a little home birth-like. So it appeals to people that want a hospital birth, but want it to look like a home birth. So again, I think that's just something to be really clear on. And the more families I meet, there definitely are families that want that. And I think that's what they should have. But more often what I'm seeing now, especially since I do believe more people are choosing birth centers, is that a higher percentage of those people don't actually want what I just said. So a hospital birth that looks like a home birth. When you put it to them like that, they suddenly back up and say, "Wait a minute, is that what I really want?" So that's what I'm hoping sparks many people's thought processes today as we talk more about what this enigma of a birth center actually is. So let's talk more closely about that statement. So the benefits of hospital birth and the freedom of a home birth. Well, I think if you're someone that's considering a birth center and you agree with this statement, then what are the benefits to hospital? Really, what are they? And make your list. I think, again, there's always going to be people that legitimately have these on paper. I think that's fine. But again, the people I'm seeing, they're not actually looking for a hospital birth any longer because most of them have done that. and for reasons we'll discuss, think that this birth center idea is a great intermediate option, right, between home birth and hospital birth. But I really do think you have to believe there's a benefit to hospital, and you have to know what those are for you. So again, I'm not judging that at all. If the benefit of being in a hospital is that you are, let's say, closer to surgery or preterm and you need NICU help for your baby or something like that, then you probably wouldn't choose a birth center anyway, at least for the preterm situation. That would be, you'd be risked out. So legitimately, what do you feel are the benefits to a hospital birth? And do you think you can get that at the birth center? And the other part of that statement as well. So the freedom of a home birth. Now, of course, if you haven't had a home birth yet, you may not even know what that means or how you would see or obtain freedom having your baby at home. So maybe that's hard to answer. But again, what does that mean to you? You know, does that mean that you never have to leave your house? Because that's really a freeing part of a home birth, but definitely isn't a part of a birth center birth. So I think that's a really interesting and almost contradictory statement, although I do agree with it. I think that is what people think they're getting, but just really aren't thinking 100% about what those things mean to them. So let's go through a couple reasons why you might think it's a great idea to have a baby at a birth center. Now, side story, just because stories are fun. I had my first baby, as you know, probably, at a hospital. It was a typical hospital birth, and it was a vaginal birth, so that was kind of unusual, frankly, for a first baby. But a couple weeks before I was due, honestly, I don't even remember what sparked me to go look at a birth center, because we had chosen a doctor. He only attended births in the hospital. And in hindsight, now this was 15 years ago, I'm guessing that it was probably the doula we had hired, and she did end up attending our hospital birth. But my guess is somewhere along the way, she probably was trying to push me towards a birth center because of what I said I wanted. So we toured this birth center, and of course, this was 15 years ago, but I can still, to this day, remember the feeling of being in there. And I remember shivering. Isn't that weird? The whole time, like out of nervousness. Like there was something not right about this birth center for me. And I think that's a great way to listen to yourself, honestly. You know, in my head, what was I thinking? I think I thought it was just scary. It felt really medical. It almost felt more medical to me than the hospital. It felt like an imitation hospital. And I just felt really uncomfortable. So we took a tour and that was it. And we really dropped the idea, funny enough, and had our hospital birth. But in hindsight, I think I was onto something. I think I picked up on an energy, at least for me, that wasn't compatible. And now that I've had many home births, was nothing like home. So again, I'm not saying every birth center is like that. I know for a fact that many of them nowadays go absolutely out of their way to be not institutionalized feeling, to not be sterile, you know, all of those things. They go out of their way. But this was 15 years ago. I don't really remember it being anything super special. Looks-wise, it was kind of just like I said, a mini hospital with maybe some more cozy beds. So anyway, just to put it out there that I was once on this journey as well, and I'm not judging where you are, it's just thinking more clearly. I know if I had had someone to help me think more clearly about what I wanted, it may have changed some things. So if you're considering a birth center, here's some ideas, or not ideas, these are some thoughts on my end as to why you might want one. And of course, you may have completely other ideas, and I'd love to hear that too. So the first is kind of like the quote I read. You think that this will give you the safety of being in a hospital, but will feel better. Okay. Again, I would urge you to look into what you think makes a hospital safe and research those things. Most of them, honestly, are interventions. So research the risks and benefits. And then, honestly, investigate the birth center for the ability to do those things, because they're not hospitals. A freestanding birth center, anyway, is not attached to a hospital. It's usually not affiliated with a hospital. So if it's really important to you to have access to very fast medical help, for example, like I said, or some other things, then you're not really any better off there. Another reason could be is that it's just a nice, attractive thing, because hospital birth is sterile and cold, whether you've experienced that or you just have heard about it or believe that to be true. And being at home seems to you to be the absolute opposite end of the spectrum, meaning that, oh gosh, you know, my house is too small, I have neighbors, I live in an apartment, it'll make a mess. What a burden it must be to birth your baby at home. So you may think that this birth center is this glorious in-between option simply for looks, frankly. And again, I'm not judging that. I think, honestly, that's why a lot of people pick birth centers. And again, I think that's why that number is rising. I think more people are becoming aware that the hospital is not where they want to be for a normal birth, but they're not comfortable at home. And so, you know, here enter the beautiful, you know, old building that has been nicely decorated with great furniture and a cozy feel. And that's attractive to people. So again, not knocking that, I just think there is more to it than that. And looks are deceiving. And I think birth centers are one of the most deceiving things in our world of birth today. Really, if I have to say, and I'll just be blunt, because I did say when I was going to do this podcast that I'm at the end of pregnancy bluntness. I'm not trying to be rude or angry, just blunt, that birth centers are wolves in sheep's clothing. So if you want the wolf, whatever that means to you, then I guess you will just know that that's what you're getting. But so many people think that it's something it's not just because of the way it looks. So dig a little deeper, ask yourself these questions, ask the birth center some of the questions that we'll be talking about, and uncover for yourself if that feels true or not. So another reason could be, and this is, goes along a little bit with what I just said, but maybe you don't have a home or a home that you feel safe in or a home that you like to birth in. And again, this isn't a judgment thing. You know, many people don't. But we've also been taught that birth is so structured. I've attended births, you know, outside and in teepees and on land off grid and in the in-laws' house and in a sister's house. And, you know, there are so many options that I think sometimes, I know there are people that legitimately do not have homes, but sometimes I think that's an excuse to do something like a birth center because it kind of gets you off the hook of considering a home birth. There are creative options in most places to birth a baby. Again, maybe family or friends, or even renting a hotel room. Many a woman has been known to do, you know, across the country. So, you know, again, not gonna, I guess, beat that one to death, but just thinking more clearly about what you actually want, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, and what you can do to make that happen. Another reason could be that insurance won't cover a home birth for you. And so I get that. And I think, again, that's why the birth center rate is rising. But you really have to get out of that way of thinking that birth is medical and that a medical reimbursement should have anything to do with your normal healthy birth, whether it be at home, whether it be at the birth center. Now, you know, the hospital just kind of gets us all into a predicament because the prices are so inflated that, you know, nobody wants to think about paying a hospital birth out of pocket. I mean, that's nightmarish, right? Overcharging for everything and thousands of dollars. So that's where insurance comes in to fund medicalized births. So you have to change your thinking. You know, if you've had a hospital birth and it was paid for, and if it hadn't been, you know, you would owe $100,000, then it really takes some understanding of this new paradigm and of birth and of listening to tons of these podcasts to understand that in normal situations, birth is just birth and shouldn't cost anyone $100,000. So, you know, if your midwife charges, you know, even $4,000 for her 10 months of care, then figuring out a way that that makes sense to you as something that is worth it. Her time is worth it. Your experience is worth it. Your amazing care that you'll get from her is worth it. So we have to redefine what we hold as values, what we hold as true, where we think we can spend money, where we think we can't. And of course, it's not my job to tell anybody where they should spend money. I'm just saying that considering a birth center only because it's covered by medicalized reimbursement should just maybe raise a flag for you to ponder if you're listening to this podcast. There are plenty of people that don't care at all and will continue to have their medicalized births paid for and not blink an eye. But if you're listening to this, you've already had your feelers go up about a birth center. So that's my humble advice. Think about all of those things. And what would you do, you know, if there wasn't a cost? Per se, you know, just in theory, like what do you honestly want? Because getting a birth paid for, whether it's hospital birth or birth center, ultimately, I think can really come back to bite you if that's all you care about. You have to find out what you actually care about more. And then my final reason that I have discovered that people may want a birth center birth, and again, this is valid, is that they're just not mentally and emotionally ready for a home birth. And it's not really my job to convince you of otherwise. I'm simply posing questions that you may dig a little deeper to. It seems to me, though, that a lot of the birth center births are people that have had hospital births. And they're traumatized. So we already said how really a close comparison a birth center is to a hospital birth. So these people are stepping outside of their box, but if a hospital birth left you really traumatized, then you have fears and you have issues to work through, and your partner might and your family might. And, you know, it can be a very complex thing to plan another birth and start to leave those fears outside of yourself or and to deal with them. So I get that not everybody's ready for a home birth, and I do get that a birth center may be a stepping stone for some of those people. And so be it. I think the more people that ultimately take back their power in birth and do it the way they want is really what we're going for. But negatively speaking, I think there are a lot of people out there that will get burned by a birth center birth. And that's just the truth. It will be something that they don't expect. And I'm not just making that up. You know, I've never even had a birth center birth myself, but I do know lots of women that have. And of course, in my circles, I'm definitely going to hear more about the people that were disappointed. So when I had mentioned this podcast on Facebook, which I usually do just to kind of get a feel for where people are at, that of course was the 99.9% consensus. And again, no surprise, as these are people in a similar thinking circle as myself, but just validating, you know, women that they've worked with, or maybe they were doulas for women, or maybe it was their sister or whatever, that in general, birth centers are trying to be one thing. And I think they may be trying sort of legitimately hard. I don't think anybody is like being evil. It's just somebody thought this was a great idea. But in the end, not that a study is going to be done, but women are unsatisfied. This isn't actually what a lot of them want. Oh, again, there's always that small percentage, or maybe more, that perhaps are completely satisfied with their birth center birth. But I'm just being honest about what I've heard and what I know. And if you are someone that is considering these things, I think it's great to hear both sides. You know, no scenario is a perfect one for everybody. So again, those are some reasons why I think people choose birth center birth. And I don't think any of them are stupid or not valid. I just think that they're different and that sometimes people can move on and sometimes they don't. And that's okay too. So to talk a little bit about that, I do want to repeat that it is a choice. And I don't believe in judging people for making the choices that are right for them. Because if we do that, we're no better than the doctors that say home birth's dangerous or home birth sucks or home birth is a stupid choice. And, you know, all of the nasty things that we know people can say. I'm not on that team of being awful. I think people should make the right choice for them. And I do think, again, the birth center is right for some people, but the benefits, again, are all compared to hospital birth. So I just want to be clear on that. And really, this same conversation in a way could be had about midwives at home. You know, we know that there is this huge and growing population of midwives and the segment of midwifery that is indeed medicalized. And that's largely the regulation of midwifery. So I could just repeat this podcast about home birth with a medicalized midwife. You know, watch out what you're choosing. Watch out what you might get. And, you know, I probably won't do that because that would be boring. But I think the same things are true. It's just there's something about birth centers that, again, maybe because they're more mainstream at this point, that there are more people, frankly, considering it than home birth. So again, when I talked about doing this podcast on Facebook, like I said, there was like a 99% support and agreement and lots of great comments about how this is true. And I didn't really even say much, honestly, on the post. I just said, I'm going to do a podcast about birth centers. And I'm not going to beat around the bush. I think that's all I said. So it wasn't even a negative statement. It wasn't anything, really. And I did that on purpose. And again, there were more comments that were more detailed than I had led on to. You know, people saying all of these things that we've said already. And very few, in fact, I think only one comment to the contrary. And that comment was what I'm sure there are echoes of out there, although truthfully, probably not anyone that's gotten this far into this podcast. But this idea of that being judgmental, that we are judging women's choices and that how dare we act like birth center isn't a great idea. And that I could really go on a rant about because, well, first of all, when the comment comes from a midwife, you have to consider that, right? This isn't a woman who birthed at a birth center, and not that a woman couldn't, she's totally entitled, but it isn't a woman saying, hey, you know, my birth center was absolutely idyllic. It was absolutely what I wanted, and you know, have hundreds of women saying, hey, we love our birth centers, don't blah, 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 blah. No, it wasn't that at all. It was a midwife saying, you're being judgmental because... Well, the obvious is midwives work at birth centers. So I'm not saying that to be gossipy. I'm actually saying that more because if you are considering a birth center, then consider that the midwives working there do believe in what they're doing. And that's fine. And they should. But they're not going to be transparent with you, most of them. And they're not going to answer your questions 100%. Transparently, because they have invested interest in this industry called birth center. And that could be really, what it is, which is money and power. And I won't say that it can't be more than that as a midwife. You know, I'm sure there are midwives that have their hearts in birth centers, and this is their love, and they love serving families there, and all of these things that are indeed personally wonderful, but that we can't really extract from, again, this industry that wants to control how you birth. So people are welcome to say what they want, and midwives in particular, I'm imagining, will continue to feel like birth centers are amazing as they pay their bills and such. And again, they might feel like they're really doing something awesome for their community with a birth center, and they might be, but that wasn't really my point. I think that's actually more judgmental to not want to tell women the truth and to act like you know better about what their choices should be. So, you know, little gossip kind of stuff there, but I think it is totally missing the point to want to paint anything as the perfect scenario for anyone. There isn't such a scenario. And really, this is about choices that we can make as women and mothers for our births. This shouldn't be about regulations and money and insurance and all of these things. So just to tie up that little package, I'm not negative about birth centers if one feels like they really are serving the purpose. And again, people have had fabulous experiences. That's great. But yeah, you can't discount the hundreds and hundreds of families that do not even know what they're getting. So in the end, we need to be transparent about all the options. There are risks and benefits. There are pluses and minuses to all sorts of scenarios in birth. Even something like free birth, even something like a midwife attended birth at home. Nothing is perfect. It's just not that way. But I also thought it was really curious too for a midwife to say that this was judgmental to even talk about birth centers not being the be all and end all, because it's really old paradigm to me. You know, I think in this new paradigm of birth, we talk honestly, we speak openly, and we don't in the end care what anyone does, but we don't keep things from people that we know to be true, because that doesn't make a lot of sense as far as people feeling powerful. That keeps them under control of something, whether it's you or your beliefs or just this system of medicalized birth that has absolutely strangled us as a culture for decades now. So it is time to unravel ourselves from this being strangled and talk about the truth. So a wolf in sheep's clothing, again, is my way of describing a birth center. That is absolutely the best way to say it. And why are these centers, most of which are midwife run, okay with selling themselves as the hospital alternative or the home birth alternative? You know, why are they such chameleons? That's one of my biggest questions. So again, if you're considering a birth center birth, what do you want? And do you think you're actually going to get that? Now, you won't really know, to be honest, until you're on the other side. They can talk and talk and tell you all kinds of things. You won't really know if you're going to get what you want until you're on the other side. But what is it with birth centers trying to be everything to everyone? I have personal experience with women that have left birth centers. That's a lot of the women that I see and have seen in years past. And why are they told one thing when that's definitely not the way it goes? So the biggest example is that birth centers have, sort of by definition, again, because they're accredited, they have strict protocols. And if you aren't aware of that, that is something that should be number one on your list. What are the rules that the birth center follows? How does that impact you? What rules must you follow to be a patient at the birth center? Because, the homey rooms and the cute decor can throw people off from asking these questions. And the midwives are happy in many birth centers to just say whatever needs to be said. So saying such things as, oh no, you can have the birth you want. This is no different than home. Not true. If they're accredited, which they sort of have to be, unless, like we said, you're just birthing kind of, you know, off grid somewhere at the midwife's office. They have protocols. They have very strict, actually, rules and regulations, usually stricter than the home birth regulations, if there are such things in your state. So that's sort of my beef right there is, you know, be honest about who you are if you're a birth center. Be honest about it. Say, we can do this. We can't do that. I'm not quite sure why that isn't being said a lot of places. Why are they selling themselves as home birth? That is not home birth. If you are looking for a home birth, have a home birth. If you are looking for a hospital birth with all the bells and whistles, have a hospital birth. A birth center is not some miraculous combination of those two. And if it is, to me, that's just a mess. It makes no sense. So, again, I would say that from my perspective, in my opinion, my experience, this full disclosure is not happening, that women are signing up for birth center births and they are not aware. They are just thinking it's pretty and nice and homey and holistic. And in the end, it may turn out to be very few of those things. So being misled is just something that is not cool. And I think we have responsibility, frankly, as women to not be misled. You know, I'm not like blaming the birth centers for tricking people into entering their doors. I think as other consenting human beings, we have the ability to ask questions and ultimately we have the choice. So it's not anyone's fault that women are being misled, but I think they are very much being misled. And many a woman, if you ask, will say that they did not get what they thought they would. So is it the right match for you? Great question. Here are some fine print things that came to mind, which may apply to your birth center that you may want to check into. And again, not every place is the same, but if the birth center is priding itself on, again, being pretty and like a home birth at home, I think you really should be suspicious because a home birth takes place at your home and you have a lot more control even if you were to hire a licensed midwife. So ask these questions or look them up in your state. What rules and regulations does the birth center follow? You know, can you get a straight answer out of any of the midwives there? Better yet, can you get a hard copy of their rules? So kind of things to wonder about. What do they do with you, so to speak, when you go post-dates? You know, there's a birth center in Arizona who, that transfers care of women after 41 weeks. So you are likely to have a hospital OB let you, in quotes, let go longer than that. So example of a birth center being even more restrictive. So the protocol that applies to home birth midwifery practice in your state as a licensed midwife, again, I'm saying it's possibly more strict. So if you think you're going to have more flexibility in a birth center, you may not. You may have less flexibility than you'd even have in a hospital. So get a hold of those regulations and protocol. And that should not be weird for someone to ask that as a paying customer. The fact that they don't have those documents right there ready to hand out, well, we all know why, but they should be. That is your business if you're going to sign on as a customer, because it will probably ultimately affect you, especially if you're having a first baby. And that's another question. You know, what is the percentage of women that you ultimately risk out of care? And I don't know how to advise you to get an honest answer to these things. I think there's many doctors and all kinds of practitioners that don't tell the truth, whether it's their C-section rate or whatever, but I guess do the best you can. And specifically with first-time moms, especially if you are one, what's the percentage of first-time moms that actually get to birth in the birth center and have a successful birth? It's probably a lot lower and more depressing than you would have ever thought. It might actually be higher in your hospital. So again, no way to tell you how to determine what the real truth is to these questions, but I think they're great pointed questions to ask. And I would add that any birth center, and for that matter, any midwife, any doctor that won't give you an answer to these questions or gets argumentative or acts defensive or acts like it won't matter for you will say something like, oh, don't worry about, the 42-week thing, whatever. Like, I'll let you go past 42 weeks. Don't believe any of it. Don't believe any of it because in the end, you'll be the one standing there with nobody to care with you, for you, if that's what you want, because the protocol will come before you. So that's my best advice with really any kind of interview process. But again, specifically birth centers, get a hard copy. What is being followed and can you read them? Can you have them? Can you study them? And then you feel into and talk about with your partner or family how that might affect you and how you feel about that. So reiterating then that the risk out policies are extensive usually. And that's not just me again here. That's not me being negative. Google, birth center policy or risk out policies for birth centers. And there are women all over saying this same thing, that they got risked out of a birth center at the last minute or during, whatever, they failed their glucose test or things that won't get you kicked out of a hospital will get you kicked out of a birth center. So, if you're picture perfect in every way, then you're going to be one of the few to maybe actually be able to have a birth there. But again, this isn't going to happen for as many women as you think, and you very well could be one of them. Another question to ask, you probably have thought of these things, but how long can you be there? When can you arrive? Like, what happens if you come and they determine you're not really in labor? And that might fuel a bunch of other questions, right? So maybe you've learned about vaginal exams or you don't want them or whatever it is. Well, how does anyone determine you're in labor then when you're at a birth center? If you arrive at 2 a.m. and someone has to drive from their house in the cold and unlock the door, you can bet they're going to make sure you're going to have a baby soon. No one's going to hang around for days and wait for you at the birth center. So how does this affect you? How does this affect your idea of this labor and birth? And do you really want to leave your house? And then, of course, if you do get to birth at the birth center, when do you have to go home, right? So even in a hospital, you can stay longer. And they, of course, are doing all kinds of stuff to you. But you are there and you don't have to get in your car and you don't have to put a 1 hour old baby in a car seat. So what are the rules around that? And again, is that okay with you? Do you want to be in the car before and after birth? I said this already, but find out their transport rate, especially for first-time moms. And if you feel like they're not being honest, or even if you feel like they are being honest, talk to other people. Talk to people that have used the birth center. Again, specifically first-time moms, I think will give you the best read on how they actually handle birth. And the same could be said, I think, for, anything, home birth midwives or hospital OBs. How do they handle first labors? Because those are generally the longest and the most intense for everybody. So if everybody from the birth center gets shipped off to the hospital at, 12 hours of labor, then that may not be the best choice for you. And especially if you're having your first baby. So consider the unspoken. I think that's really valid with a birth center. Think about the fact that birth centers are, again, a business. They're like hospitals set up, right? Like there's usually an administrator and it's a business. And they're more public and visible. So this isn't your little granny home birth midwife that drives from house to house on her bike. You know, this isn't your underground midwife. This is front and center, you know, building on Main Street. They have a public persona to appeal to. And honestly, that's how they get a lot of business. So it's this self-fulfilling prophecy where they are what they want to be, and that's painted in the public eye. And then they have to fulfill that to keep their image. So by that, I mean, you know, they're not going to bend the rules for you. They're not going to, because one birth that, you know, doesn't go well or whatever, if it's put on them at any point, then you've put in jeopardy their entire business. You know, all of the women after you, maybe the birth center even remaining open. So for as many birth centers as there are in the U.S., you know, many are always in danger of closing. I'm not saying these are absolute money-making machines. They're always being, you know, highlighted by the medical community because they're, again, so public. So I think that's just something to consider. Another question to ask would be their relationship with the hospital. And again, a freestanding birth center really shouldn't have a formal arrangement. They're not part of a hospital. And I think this question could go either way, depending on what you want. So if you want a great relationship with a hospital, then I think there are birth centers that legitimately have that, and they feel really good about that. And that's a selling point for their kind of customer. But if you're not that kind of customer, again, you're more towards the home birth side than the hospital birth side, then you might be uncomfortable with their really close hospital relations. And, you know, only you can decide, I think, if that's a good thing or not. So a couple more thoughts. In my opinion, and from what I've seen, birth centers do not allow women to own their births in the same way. And I think, again, there are many people that would argue with me and say, oh, my birth center birth was this. Or, again, I think it's mostly midwives that would say, oh, but these birth center births are so great and so hands-off and blah, blah, blah. But it's not happening in her home. I don't think that it can be as personal. And I think it's another example of women still not accepting the responsibility for whatever reason. And, you know, there's tons of reasons why someone wouldn't. And I think a birth center is happy to fill that hole, again, with a lot of the things we've talked about. So being more of a business, being more professional, sometimes these are things that appeal to people, but they just haven't really thought if that applies to birth or not. So I do think birth centers are a compromise, and I don't think that's a judgment thing at all. I think that's a fact. They are a compromise. They're not hospital and they're not home. And if they're trying to be both, you know, how can you be everything and why? Why don't, you know, they just pick what they're good at? I don't understand. But remember too that when the medical world is viewing birth, they consider hospital birth to be the standard, right? And out of hospital birth, which has become a newer phrase, is not the standard. So in my mind, because home birth is my world, I don't ever say out of hospital birth because my standard is not hospital. My standard is home. But birth centers fall under out of hospital birth. So it's just another way of saying that that is the paradigm, that it's a homey sort of hospital. And it's a very hard transition, I think, to say that birth centers are closer to home. They're not. Is it a step up or not? From the hospital? Probably. From home? Definitely not. I do think birth centers also, I guess this fits in with the wolf in sheep's clothing. I think they are trying really hard, frankly, to fit in with the medical world. And so that's what I'm hoping to illuminate again today. Not that you can't choose one, but is that what you actually want? So is it the comfy, cozy couch? You know, is it, again, these birth centers can be gorgeous and beautiful and historic and amazing. You know, is that really most important to you? And do you see how that's trying to appeal to a part of you that again, may or may not actually be important. I do think if you desire the amenities of a hospital, so even drugs and labor, pain relief and labor, then I think you should go to a hospital. And I think that's not just because that's my opinion. I think if you're going to start adding interventions to the birth process, no matter how important that is to you, then being in a place where you can get the full menu of medical help makes more sense. So the practicalities of a birth center too, and then I'll wrap this up, it's getting very long, need to be considered. So again, you're listening to this, you maybe have some new things to ask now, some ideas to play with, but the practicalities of a birth center are that you have to leave your house. And if you don't know why that's not a good thing, then take our course, take our 5-week course. Read Sarah Buckley's book, Gentle Birth, Gentle Mothering. Listen to more podcasts and learn how the body works. Just like a dog or cat or cow or any mammal will birth, we are no different. And if you took a dog from being in labor in your closet and put her out, you know, in the middle of the road in the cold, she would stop labor. The hormones of labor are beautiful and mysterious, but yet specific. And so leaving your house, as the one quote goes, is the first intervention in labor. And I actually have that here. Michael Rosenthal, he is an OBGYN. And his quote is, "The first intervention in birth that a healthy woman takes is when she walks out the front door of her home in labor. From that first intervention, all others will follow." So I take real issue, actually, once I'm getting feisty here about it, that any midwife worth her salt would advise a woman to do such a thing. That is against all the hallmarks of midwifery care that I can think of. Now, you know, of course, there are the exceptions of not having a home or whatever, but truthfully, in the U.S., in most places, birth centers are really being used by women who have means to do so. You know, we're not serving all kinds of struggling populations necessarily. Those women, unfortunately, are still going to the hospital. They don't have the maybe knowledge or any kind of money to even consider a birth center. So I really think that while we're aware of being privileged when we talk about such subjects, that really these are, most of them, educated, well-off women that are choosing birth centers. And that's, yeah, that's my point there. I don't know what midwife would ever encourage someone to leave their house. Oh boy. And then afterwards, of course, you have to put your baby in a car and all kinds of germs live there that don't live at your house. So is that what you want? And now the same is true of a hospital, but somehow that doesn't get talked about either. But again, birth center seeming more like a home birth might make you think more carefully that no, they're not your germs, actually, that the tub was probably, you know, scrubbed with some disgusting kind of, you know, toxic cleaner or something, and will be after you leave for the next person. So it is a facility. It is not home, no matter what they say or how it looks. And just to repeat myself, it is state regulated. There is protocol. There is liability. It is not autonomous in any way. So don't fall for the packages and shiny paper, I say. I personally don't think it's progress to have tons of birth centers in the U.S. And again, many midwives will disagree, but you know what? They're the same midwives that disagree with me on regulation and licensing. They think that regulation is really facilitating more home births when really it's just limiting choices. So I want a higher standard for us as a culture and our generations to come. I want birth to continue to belong to the family at home with full responsibility and choices up to them, with no regulation and no one over them telling them how, when, where, and all of those things. So that's my honest truth about birth centers today. Not that it won't be something some people ultimately choose, but the picture I've painted today, I think, is fairly accurate, and if nothing else, might bring up some questions that you will want to ask and ponder within yourself. So thanks for listening today. Check out the Indie Birth site. We've done kind of a makeover, or Margot has, and hopefully you can still find things there and see our classes and join our Wise Women Circle and all that great stuff. Have a great day. Thanks so much.